One woman believes that a special sound she's developed may save thousands of lives every year. Her name is Deborah Withington, and she's a scientist at Leeds University in England. She's developed a special sound that, when heard, can be located quickly and accurately by the listener. Her eureka moment came when she was sitting in a car and heard a fire engine siren. "I realized," she said, "I had not the faintest idea where it was coming from. Because of that, I was still in danger." Most people would let this drop, but Withington is a neuroscientist who specializes in how people hear sounds. She first did some research to see if others also couldn't locate the sound. Her study showed that over half the time, motorists couldn't tell whether an approaching siren was directly behind or in front of them. This percentage is worse than if people were to just guess. To solve this problem, she used her understanding of the brain to invent a sound that lets humans locate it easily. It works by using a rich mixture of pitches. For a human to identify the direction of sound requires a lot of information. When a sound comes from, say, the right side, it arrives first at the right ear and is louder than in the left ear. But for us to perceive this difference in loudness, we need a sound with a lot of different pitches. For example, a rushing river or a waterfall. With this wide range of pitches, our brains have the maximum number of cues available to locate the sound. So what exactly does Withington sound sound like? Here it is, although it probably won't have much potency because of the small speakers of your radio. Withington tested it out in a siren, and while it worked so that people could locate it, the sound just didn't have the authority of the old one. But she combined it with the whirl of a traditional siren, and it worked perfectly. And there are other uses for her sound. For example, she claims that people will look toward the sound involuntarily. So the Munich airport is testing it in their fire alarms, hoping that people will be attracted to the sound of the alarm and thus able to navigate through smoke. And in its most novel use, Withington hopes it can be used on security cameras. When a bank is robbed, she envisions a security camera emitting her new sound. This would force the thief to look straight at the camera, giving the police a good photograph to go on. Still, to me, the pinnacle of Western technology would be to add this sound to my pager. I'm always setting it down somewhere, and to find it again, I have to listen to it buzz and slowly home in on it. It would be nice to be directionally drawn toward it.